Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Yeah, good to get that out of the way.
Yeah. Always feels good. Bye, Monday.
Well, it just had to be done, didn't it? You know, we said it on the show. It's not that I didn't want to come and work with you. It was just Monday. I wanted to stay home.
Woke up and just thought, why today?
Good show, though.
Lot of fun. Had guests. Karen Taylor, strong one. Maybe we need to take a leaf out of her book and actually get active a bit more.
Get on with it,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. She's strong. You and I need to lift our game.
Well, yeah, it's a documentary coming out. It talks about, like, you know, all the stuff that they've been through, domestic abuse, all that sort of gear, and then how they're in strong women competitions as well. So looking forward to watching that one on Sunday night.
Have you ever thought of competing in a strong person competition? Like, have you ever, when you were at your peak fitness, gone, I could go down that path?
Not strength. Mine's more like athletics and, like, running and stuff.
Cardio.
Like, yeah, cardio. I was a freak on the ergo machine.
Really?
Yeah, really good. It's my best event.
Your best event?
Yeah. If I was going to do it, like indoor rowing championships, I reckon I could do it.
I know they always try to get you to do a 500 metre as a warm-up. What are you doing that in?
Oh, when I was really good?
Yeah.
Oh, like 1 minute 30 less, 127s.
Going to have to get him back. I reckon we get you back on an ergo.
Mate, let's ride that wave of limited success. You know, what are we going to get from it? Yeah, we're going to get protein powder. Yeah, if we're going to do something good, might as well make money from it anyway. Yeah.
This is true. Well, we also spoke on the show about foods that have been out of date.
Yep.
How long do you let them go? You've got a very fast and loose father-in-law.
Yeah. Jeez, doesn't he love it?
Keith, he's
a
character.
I love Keith. We should get him on.
I wish he was part of the show more.
Yeah, we should get him on somehow.
Keith.
We'll work it out. You can catch it all right now on the podcast. 52232955. How out of date was it? We're going to want to hear from you in just a second. On Friday, Herbie, our boss, Shiny Pants. Anyway,
yes, Mr. Shiny Pants himself.
He goes, hey, help yourselves to the stuff in the kitchen. They're all out-of-date chips.
Yes.
Now, I've got not a real issue with out-of-date stuff. Like, I think with chips especially, you're like,
how out-of-date is it, you know? Because if it was years old, you can imagine they might be a little stale. Mm-hmm. But still, for me, I heard free, sprinted.
Bang. And everyone else is the same.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to be a big out-of-date guy until recently, when I went up to North Queensland with Kat's dad, Keith, who is a
character.
Well, I love him. He's like, we have a great chat, we have a great time. But
From what you said, he could have his own reality TV show.
He could. He probably could. So he doesn't believe in an expiry date and for like 3 years. So, for instance, as I was going to leave, he pulled out, we were having chips and dip, and he pulled out a salsa, you know, one of the salsas.
Oh, yeah, yum. Love salsa.
3 years out of date, but it was going black inside. And he's like, nah, it's good for you. So he's just digging in. but he'll just anything, like, so you know when you go to a hotel and you get, like, biscuits on your pillow or biscuits. So he'll take them with him and he'll just store them around the house and he'll use them at a later date. So we were going hiking with me, Kat's brothers, and her little nephews.
Yeah.
And so we're going up this thing and he thought, you know what, I'm going to treat these kids to, like, something really nice.
A snack.
A little snack. So when we got to the summit, he pulls out all these out-of-date biscuits. And I would say they're, like, 2.5, 3 years old. So they've been gone for a while. And you know how when things are, like, get older, they start to crumble a little bit?
Yeah.
So the crumble was, like, turning blacky, sort of dark brown. Like, it looked like it was mold. So anyway, so he's handing out these biscuits to the little kids. And they didn't say anything. They just ate it and they
they're hungry.
They didn't go for the second biscuit. They just sort of, like, thought, okay, we'll go for it. Anyway.
Thanks, Keith.
So he takes a bite to it. He goes, oh, God. Oh, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, yeah, because it's 3 years old, Keith. It's like, it's not going to be delightful.
Do you know what? I think he's a thinker. He's a creative man. He doesn't want things to go to waste. Yeah. We're trying to help the world these days. Be sustainable. I'm all for it. Kombucha's a big thing. Isn't that fermented stuff? That's a phase, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe people like that, a bit of bacteria in their food.
Well, that's what he says. That's why our guts are so weak, because we don't allow any bacteria.
Exactly. See, I'm all for pushing that expiry date.
Yeah, as long as it's edible, you know, like, I'm all for, like, go for it. But if it tastes like dirt in your mouth, it's probably not the thing. 52232955. How out of date was it? Like, did it just get forgotten about?
And I think especially throughout this pandemic, a lot of people have cleared out their pantries.
Yeah.
And they are finding some of those gold items in their pantry.
We'd love to hear from you. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Asking how out of date was it?
Your father-in-law?
Yeah, to Keith. Be, eventually.
He doesn't really care.
Does not care about it. So he'll happily eat something 3 years out of date. The salsa jar, for one, it was going black. He's like, that's perfect. Yum. That's when you want to eat it.
I feel like one of our listeners on Facebook has a very similar dad to Keith. She said, my dad has cocktail franks in his freezer, which expired in 2000. He tells me they'll still be good.
52232955. Stacey and Lara, how out of date was it?
I'm going to say it was quite a few years old. It was when I had my first job at a retail store. We were cleaning up, getting ready for stock take.
Yeah.
And the pasta, the long life pasta that you use for your spaghetti, the spiral.
Oh, yum, yeah.
Yeah.
I found a packet at the very back that had, it wasn't pasta anymore. It was some kind of green sludge.
Oh, jeez. That's going to have to be pretty
Could have
old.
Been zoodles. You never know.
No, this was like some kind of spiral whole wheat pasta or something. I think it was probably 5 years.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's...
If you're Keith, you boil it and it's still good to go. Sam from Lara, how out of date was it?
Well, it wasn't food. It was Vicks vapor rub that I didn't even know had an expiry date on it. And found it a couple of years ago, and it expired in
1993.
Oh, jeez.
It's the year I was born.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, still good?
It still smelled like vapor rub, but I threw it away anyway just to be sure. I have no idea, but I didn't know I had a use-by date.
I reckon you've gotten a prized possession there. Put that on the chest and you'll be breathing heavier than ever.
You'd be knocked out, I reckon. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Reviews. Many people leave them. Especially in this day and age, you know, now with technology, you can. You used to just be able to voice your opinion, maybe write a letter. But you couldn't do too much else. Why now with the interwebs? Whew.
People just love to share it, don't they?
You know, I went there. All those groups that pop up.
It's like an outlet for people, isn't it? I've really got to leave a review.
Thumbs up to this person or thumbs down? Thumbs down to the customer service. Couldn't believe it. And for one couple, they took a review to Google, the classic Google review over in Vancouver.
I've never ever signed up to that. Like, they always offer, hey, you just checked out K-Rock. What do you want to leave a review? No.
That's the other thing. It's quite time consuming.
You know, I've got that.
So people who've got a lot of time on their hands. And for this couple, they both, individually, both had the same experience, went together, but individually they left a review.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Yep.
They weren't happy at all.
That's a weird couple.
You get on the lounge room, I'll take the office.
I'm not double dating them, that's for sure.
And so they left a review on this company and the company is not happy with it and so has decided to sue the couple for their one-star Google review because they want them to get rid of it completely. They say it's damaging their business.
Yeah.
And now it's gone to court and the couple, if they win...
Yeah.
Will have to pay $112,000.
Jeez, they surely can't win because if they set a precedent for that, like
that's ridiculous.
You won't
isn't
be
it?
Reviewing anything.
That's it. It's companies fighting back, and so I checked out some other reviews online to see if people have done the similar thing, and they have. So a person said, "Sat at the bar with my friend tonight for an hour, and she never got served. Bartender was rude. The response from the owner: Your friend was intoxicated to the point of falling down. She was cut off. It would have been illegal to serve her. She needs help." And they've actually put a website up for www.aa.org.
That's that's fine then. I don't mind. Like, as if it's unwarranted, you shouldn't be able to leave a review.
Exactly. Another one has left a review: ordered a waffle to find a fingernail and hair on my food. Absolutely shocking customer service, as I was told to have to wait another hour to get a fresh one. The owner's replied, "Our restaurant is not open yet, so this is impossible. We open next month, just in case anyone thinks this is remotely true." Which is great. I think you've got to fight back.
Yeah, for sure.
You and I, we do get reviewed quite often. People can take to social media. They love it in the old community pages to share their thoughts on us, which is fine.
Yeah.
We put ourselves
in
the public.
We're not real people. Don't worry about it.
But we actually received a review today, and this one's a bit of an interesting one because it's come to my side of the table, and it's from Big Bad Barry.
Our boss.
Our boss.
Yeah,
And he's gone for a fitting theme with the Olympics. His review is, if I was handing out medals based on the performances I've seen so far today from Aussies, it would be Ariana Titmus, gold, Kyle Chalmers, silver,
yeah.
Herbie and Josh, still in the pool.
Okay.
Mustn't have Tom and Loggy competing at all.
No, that's right. Herbie and Josh, okay, right?
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a big hobby on the rise.
I'm excited about this.
A lot of women getting into it. A lot of famous women getting into it. So
I love trends and I love hobbying on bandwagons.
That's right.
This is good.
Beekeeping. are you on it or are you off it now?
Do you know, it's not something that I'm against. I just think there's a lot of effort that goes into it. You know, you've got to have the suit. You've got to be careful because the bees can get you. But I love honey, so maybe, yeah.
It's good for the environment. We all know how... I mean, isn't it incredible how important bees are to the world?
Well, you've been telling me some crazy facts about bees. What happens when they don't like the queen bee?
They suffocate her.
Nuts. It's not insane. Nice.
And they like just get in a little ball and heat it up so much that she dies. So
isn't
they get a new queen.
Crazy.
Yeah. They're like, that's just overthrowing the government there.
Far out. Imagine if that's how it happened in life.
Oh, geez. I was pretty close to it on the weekend. Anyway, so Angelina Jolie has decided to take that up, become a beekeeper. I don't know about her, but...
I don't trust her, but it doesn't shock me that she's doing beekeeping because she wouldn't be doing something normal, you know?
Yeah,
she's an out there character.
Yeah. Kate Middleton apparently is a big fan of the beekeeping.
Really?
Yeah.
Princess Kate.
Jerry Halliwell, or Jerry Horner now, the former Spice Girl.
Yes.
She's even released a YouTube channel about beekeeping. Isn't that insane? And you're not going to believe who the other one is. Beyonce.
No, the queen bee herself, yeah. Of course.
I'll tell
you
what.
She had to do that. Her team's come up to her and said, "You're the queen bee."
Hey, give it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is a marketing thing. Oh. You don't actually have to like bees, but your name's Bee, Queen Bee, now you're beekeeper.
Just like in an interview, if you could just drop it in, you know, you'd be like, yeah, you know, what's something fun about you? Well, yeah, I've actually beekeeper.
I beekeeper. I actually have my own honey brand. You can get on it now, Queen Bee's Bee.
No follow-up questions. Thank you. So, obviously, celebrities would have a lot of spare time because they've got a lot of money. So
other people do things for them, you know?
That's right. So they need to develop their own hobbies. There's some very weird ones out there. One of them is really into the World of Warcraft.
Like,
you know,
the video game? Oh, no, the actual...
Yeah, like and they paint them and all that sort of gear.
See, for me, those people have a lot of time on their hands.
Do you know which celebrity it is?
No.
All right, well, we're going to put you to the test next.
If I knew that...
Mate,
what
I'll play you the
voice
and I reckon you'll be able to work it out. Very distinctive character. We'll talk about that next. I'm talking about weird celebrity hobbies right now. Angelina Jolie jumping on the beekeeping train.
Beekeeping, a lot of them. The Queen Bee herself is into beekeeping.
Yeah, that Beyonce. Jennifer Garner.
Really?
Another one.
Kate Middleton, you said?
We could have just done a whole game about, I should have just done that. Who else is into beekeeping?
Into beekeeping. Well, it's everyone, it seems.
Now I've gone to extra effort. So these are celebrities that are into weird things.
Okay.
Weird hobbies. Like, not that they're weird, but just like you think, wow.
Not the your usual ones. Not the ones you'd see in the top 10 list.
Yeah.
They're more the outliers of the hobby world.
Alrighty. So this first one is into collecting typewriters.
Now that is strange.
Yeah, you'll get it straight away.
It's got to be someone a bit older because you're not getting them when you're young.
Okay, here's the voice. Why isn't that playing? Hold on.
Code word in the family that when
Tom
I
Hanks.
Use...
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He's got such a unique voice.
Yeah.
I suck at this game, but I'm great
today.
Well,
I think the next one's pretty unique. Like, here we go.
Yeah, this is really nice. Look at your beautiful audience.
So they're into World of Warcraft.
This is really
Had
nice.
To give it up.
Had to give it up.
It's consuming their life. They said,
"This is really nice.
You have so much time."
Play that one more time.
Ah, this is really nice. Look at your beautiful audience.
Oh, I know it. I do know it, but I'm not. It's not.
You can't say it's not and then lift a celebrity hoping that I'm going to give you the tick.
I'm going to have to bow out because I don't know it.
Really?
Because I know it, but I don't. But I can't play the game.
It's Mila Kunis.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Her and Ashton, you reckon they did it at home or did he make her give it up?
I don't know.
It's the kids on Minecraft.
Yeah, or work maybe.
Oh, yeah.
This person's into collecting snow globes.
You've got one on your desk.
I do. of my...
Is it you?
me and Georgie.
I really just was watching that backstage and I was just thinking like...
Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Is she?
Yeah, into snow globes apparently.
Cats and snow globes. Odd character she is.
She's been having them since she was young. So just put some on the Instagram page. And you're going to get this one super quick too.
Okay.
This guy's into fencing.
It's an Olympic sport.
That I can't wait to watch the fencing.
It's a sport that I don't know how it works.
They just like move the little thing. You got to hit around them. A little ding. Bit. Ding. Yep. Without getting hit. That makes a lot of sense. Here we go.
Half our lives and I love you so much.
You're looking into my soul like I should know it.
Ready?
Half our lives and I love you so much.
Jamie Foxx. Oh. It's Will Smith.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes! Well done. Congratulations.
Go, Herbie.
He would be into fencing.
He would. You to know. All the fencers out there that actually know how it works, we apologise because the description wasn't great.
I'm sure it's a great sport.
We'll catch up with the Olympics.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yesterday, Josh, I had to do my weekly shop. It's meal prepping for the week.
Nice one.
Don't want to go to the supermarkets too much. The moment.
Well, yeah, you should restrict yourself, shouldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Supposed to be one person from the household.
Down Torquay? Is yeah. It, got a few options down there?
We do. Got the new Woolies near me.
Yeah.
But I am an Aldi shopper.
Yeah. Good Love difference.
It. It's great. Their ads are great and the products inside even better, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I got into it for a while, the Aldi thing, but...
You off it?
Well, not the closest one. I just, whatever one is closest for me.
Yeah, Coles, convenient.
Woolies, Aldi, whatever.
You'll take it. Whatever. See, I just love, they've got their chocolates great. Have you had their Aldi
chocolate? Oh, God, have I had it? That's another reason I don't go.
It's delightful. But one thing that happens when you do go to Aldi, if you haven't been before, you have to pack your own groceries. So putting it on the conveyor belt, you've got to put it there obviously yourself, like happens at most supermarkets. Yeah. And then the person behind just... They Jeez. Are machines.
It's like they're pitching in the major baseball, aren't they? It's just like, gosh.
And you're there just catching it all. And it's a fast process because it's supposed to be in, out. They want to get as many customers
That's
through,
right.
which I like about it. And so yesterday I went and did my shop. Not too big. I'm only one person. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of aisles. And you know when it comes to the pressure of choosing your aisle, you want to be in the fastest one.
That's right. You do.
Yeah. Yep. This one, I think it was around aisle 4, lady in front of me had... A trolley's worth, which is quite common at Aldi.
Yep.
And I thought, no, it's all right. There's one person. The other one's had around 3.
Well, because they're just smashing it through.
Exactly. So the lady starts unpacking, and I'd cemented myself in this line.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of doubt, but I thought, no, it's yours. You can't back out now.
Yeah.
But then while the lady was unpacking her stuff onto the conveyor belt, that's when I had the first bit of doubt because she was so slow. And
unpacking it onto
the conveyor belt, just so slow, and had a lovely smile. She was around mid-50s.
Oh, so she's not even that old.
Not that old. Just lovely smile, friendly, looking around, kept observing everyone around her, one item at a time. I'll put my salmon on. I'll go back. I'll grab my shampoo. And I thought, oh, jeepers creepers, this is so frustrating. Like it's.
Was
just...
Did she get quick when she was packing it?
Oh, well, this is the thing. I thought, well, at least she must be a speedy person on the other end.
Because it's so organised.
No. So slow. It was so bad, so frustrating. She was so slow that the lady who was working the checkout actually closed the lane and put a thing behind me and said, we have to close it temporarily because the lady was too slow and she couldn't have a lineup behind me. It was so frustrating. Oh. And then, you know, they look back and they go, oh, I should let you go first. And you go, no, it's fine. Like, I had nowhere else to be.
Yeah, you don't say yes. You
and I didn't really have anywhere else to be, but gosh.
Yeah.
Lift your game.
You know what? That's another thing that gets me at supermarkets is, you know, when you go down an aisle and they're pretty narrow, but people are looking at items on the left, but they'll leave their cart on the right. And so, like, they'll block off a whole section of the supermarket so they can look and they don't even know what there's one brand up there, mate. There's only one packet.
And they're always the undecided person and they stand there. They're lingerers.
What are you doing?
Like, make up your mind and move your cart.
It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Over the weekend, though, Herbie saw, some of the bigger idiots in the world going to the anti-lockdown protests across Australia.
Yep, they all gathered together. Yeah, all came out of their homes. Stupid. You stupid people.
Like, no one likes being locked down. Like, I don't think anyone's like, hey, this is great. Can't see any of my mates. Can't do it. Like, it's not really
the government doesn't want us to be locked down.
No.
They want us to be locked down so we can get out again and start spending money in the economy.
Yeah.
What did they think? Honestly, do you reckon they thought that the government was going to go, do you know what? You're right. You're right. Stuff the cases. Stuff everything we've said for the last 18 months.
Yeah.
It's done. No, everyone, just go back to normal.
You know, the way you yelled today was so great.
Those signs.
And how you punched the horse. That was brilliant.
Amazing.
Know, idiots.
Do you know what? You can be fast-tracked out.
I mean, just incredible. Anyway, but as I was going through the pictures, there was like, yeah, there's some interesting characters there, as you can imagine. They're not, you know, you're not seeing a Hollywood movie. One guy was a fire twirler. And I just thought,
did see this.
Why are you twirling fire at an anti-lockdown protest, right? And I read a bit more into it. And apparently he's a yoga teacher in Sydney. And I thought, aren't they supposed to be like Zen people?
Very much so.
And his nickname is the Petrol Panther.
That is a good name. Do you think
the fire twirling, but like
maybe
Jesus.
He's not so much into what they were protesting for, but he's just never really had a stage with an audience before.
Yeah.
And he is the Petrol Panther. And so maybe he thought, this is my only shot.
I feel like if you were into fire twirling, you'd let people know about it. It'd be one of those hobbies that you're like, hey, did you know that I'm into fire twirling?
It's funny you say that.
I reckon that's what happens.
When I was in Queensland at the start of this year, they had a mini 3-day lockdown. It was the day we arrived. I was with a group of friends. And one of my friends, Megan, she goes, I hope you don't mind, but my mate Richard is coming over tonight. And so he was now going to be locked in with us for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
And we thought, that's okay. It's her, the guy she's seeing.
Yeah.
He rocks up. And we're like, seems like a normal guy. After a few lemonades, Richard disappears. Richard comes back out and says, guys, come out back. Yeah. He's fire twirling.
Did he have his shirt off? Because I feel like it's like...
He had his shirt off for the next 3 days. It was the event to Richard.
Oh, well, good luck to the Petrol Panther. Oh, idiots. Herbie and Josh drive you home. Okay, Rob.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Medusa, Piece of Your Heart, Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955 for Home Solution by Metricon, first choice for first home buyers. Have you've ever seen the Strong Men, Strong Women competition?
Oh, yeah. Incredible. They are athletes and very, very strong.
Jeez, you'd have to be determined to, wouldn't you? Because in the gym, like...
Dedication.
You'd have to really want to push yourself. I'm sort of just like, okay, I'll do a couple of weights.
Oh, yeah, I go, is that my 30 minutes done for the day?
Yeah.
You bet you it is.
Straight out. There is a new documentary out. It's called Strong Women. It's a series on ABC. Actually, it's going to be on Sunday, August 1st. Karen Taylor, she's a Belmont girl. She joins us now. Karen, tell us a bit more about this documentary.
Yeah, so it's a 3-part documentary series, and it follows four of us. Four of us are the main women in the series, and we pretty much got followed around for the better part of the last 3.5 years.
Wow.
They followed us to like competitions. They came into our homes. They just wanted to really cover like a story, like more of a story of not just about being at a comp, but also what our lives behind that kind of involved. So,
it's pretty crazy reading your story. You've obviously had a massive journey throughout your life. How did you actually get into competing against all the other strong women?
I have had a pretty wild life. So I guess like when I first came out to Australia, I came out here in like 2011, and I didn't really have much confidence in myself. So I wanted to just like get fitter and started just doing some sort of normal group training in a gym.
Yep.
And then it just evolved over time. I ended up going to like a 6-week session at Strong Geelong, and then Tyson Morrissey picked me up as a client, and he just said, you know, you've got really good base strength for a girl, and would you be interested in doing some strong women competitions? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I've got no idea what you're talking about, but
let's give it a go.
I'll lift.
Yeah. So how long do you spend in the gym a day?
Yeah.
And is it every day you're training?
So I usually train 4 to 5 times a week, and most of my sessions now because I'm not actually training for any competitions just because of COVID. There isn't really anything coming up at the moment to train for. So my sessions are probably about an hour and a half at the moment. So yeah, 4 to 5 times a week I'll do that.
Wow. And on that, how much are you eating? Because I know a lot of people think if they've got to get fit, they've got to reduce all their calories. But are you consuming a lot?
Oh yeah, I love eating. yeah, I do eat a fair bit. I don't sort of restrict myself from eating anything. I also, you know, love beer on the weekend. So.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we're with you. The doco series, it does focus on strong women in the gym per se, but it definitely focuses on yourself being a strong woman in life. What advice then would you give your younger self or to young girls out there who may be struggling with themselves in life and at the gym?
Or anyone, for that matter.
Anyone, yeah. I guess, like, you're so much stronger than you think you are. Like, I just have to always remind myself that I'm so much stronger than I think I am.
Yeah.
And rely on my friends as well. Like, I've learned how to lean on people rather than just try and, like, do it all myself. I've learned how to really, like, rely on my friends and lean on them for support.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I would say. Lean on your friends and just give yourself positive affirmations.
Definitely. It does work.
Good advice. Good advice. So that will be on ABC iView on August 1st, 2021, plus the campaign going along with it, Strong Body, Strong Mind. So can people just engage online with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So even if you want to check me out on Instagram at Miss Karen Taylor, the link's in my bio there. You can see our link tree. It's got all the stuff that we're up to at the moment. Men as well, but we're just trying to really, like, create a platform where we can come forward and, like, just know that you're not alone. Like, we're all in this together.
Absolutely. Well, Karen, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no worries at all. Thanks so much for having me.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
The Emoji Game with Herbie and Josh.
Wanted to bring the emoji game in for a Monday.
Jeez, this is up and about vibes, isn't
it? Isn't it? And that's what we are here on the show.
Are we going to war? This is insane. Love it.
I'm glad you pet, because you're the one playing today.
Yeah.
So I thought, coming off a weekend, especially one where we're in lockdown, many people would have taken to, no doubt, their streaming services and clocked a few movies, I'm guessing. So today's theme is movies. You have to pick which movie it is from the emojis.
Right, okay. So you just tell me.
I'll tell you the emojis. Right. You tell me the film.
Oh, it's the hard thing about it is, like, I feel like if it was in front of me and, like, a visual image, sure.
It makes sense.
But
we're describing the emojis.
Okay, cool.
And I've gone easy because I know sometimes you get a little frustrated and say, oops, no one was going
to
get that.
Well, not when it's 10 emojis back to back. I can't remember the first one.
Well, I'm starting with two emojis and we're going to make our way up from that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, first one.
These are movies.
Two movies.
Okay.
Two emojis. The first one is a magnifying glass. The second one is the fish emoji.
So detective. A fish.
And a fish. Think.
Detectives.
Disney.
It's a Disney detective.
It's think fish.
Thinking fish.
You aren't going to get that.
Oh, Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Fish. He's on the board.
Because you know what I had in my head was like the what's Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get that out of my head. Okay. So I was like, what? What is Sherlock, it? What?
Is Watson a fish? No, second one. Two emojis.
All right.
First emoji is the island emoji. The second one is a volleyball.
Island emoji. And a volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
These are so easy. Where's your brain going with this one?
I was thinking Top Gun. Because they play volleyball. Island and volleyball. I've got no idea.
Castaway.
Oh. Okay. Right. They're very literal. Yeah. Gotcha.
Number three.
Yep.
The club suit. So, you know, if you're playing cards, the club.
Yeah, clubs.
The club, yep. And a boxing glove. Two emojis.
Whoa. Boxing gloves.
You can rearrange them if you want. Put the other one first. Boxing glove
And then.
So something to do with Vegas.
Boxing glove and then the club.
And then the club? Boxing. Oh, fight club.
Yeah. Something to do with Vegas.
I was thinking 21 because I was thinking. All right, last one.
Last one, thinking. And I'm going to pick it up to my the hardest one. This okay. has got the most emojis. Okay,
all right, here we go.
The ear emoji, the nose emoji, the tongue emoji, the hand emoji, the eyes emoji, and then for your sixth one, it is the number 6.
Oh, 6 cents.
Yeah!
That deserves that. Oh, good.
So good, but bad. Don't text with emojis, Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Trivial and petty disagreements are considered a way of life. In Geelong, the shining light who diffuses these matters is known to have the utmost respect of his community. That beacon of hope is Judge Josh.
Welcome Judge Josh.
To the courtroom.
Thank you. I need your help. Need
your
Honor. Help.
You get it.
Your Honour, sorry.
Thank you. Jeez, if you can.
I don't often like doing Judge Josh because of who you turn into.
Your
Honour.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So the internet has broken. A lady's asked it a question.
Yeah.
And it's divided. So this is where you come in. Your Honour.
Okay, thank you. And what would you like? A ruling on this?
A lady in her 20s mm-hmm. has approached her stepdad. So her mum met this guy while she was at uni. And she said she's finally approached him after years of eating out with him and witnessing him and hearing everything that he's... That Josh... That her mum has to say.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because he's a... He's a stingy fella.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So what's happened over the last couple of years is when they've gone out for family dinners or anything, mm-hmm. he's asked his family members to forgo having any soft drink and instead fill up on water.
Okay.
They have to remove cheese if they're out getting burgers from their burgers to make the burger cheaper. He even asked them to get the kids option instead of the regular size, all to save money. And so she finally... said, nope, had enough, and her mum was sick of it. So yeah. she said, you've got to stop. Why do you do this? And he then yelled back at her, said, you're a spoilt little brat. You mind your own business. And now the internet is divided, saying... She shouldn't have spoken up. And others have said, no, he's a stingy person.
That, I mean, that is... I don't even know what to say. Never in my time as a judge.
We witnessed such a stinge.
Geez, that's really up there. I don't even think there's precedent for that one.
There
that's,
is.
God, I'd throw the book at him.
Because where do you stand,
enough.
Your Honour, on stingy people? Because everyone knows one. There's one in every group.
I'm all for saving money. But like, if it comes in, you got to be reasonable about it, don't you? Like,
that's right.
You know, if you go out with your mates, and you know what I hate? Is the people that go, oh, don't put me in the shout. Because I don't want to get drinks for you.
Yeah.
I'll just get my own.
And you're like, no, shut up. No. I went away with a group of friends to Mornington last year for just a weekend, and one of the nights doing a, let's say, family little dinner, and went and got the ingredients, might have been tacos, and came back. This one girl, she went and got the receipt and circled everything she wasn't having on it. So say I might have bought someone a Powerade, just something, and she minused it from hers. And then it worked out to be a difference of like $4.18. But she messaged all of us saying, guys, can you take off that $4.18 off the account?
You're kidding.
I can name her. No.
Don't name her. That's, geez.
She's a pretty big PA to someone.
Okay. Wow. God. She needs, we'll throw the book at her too. She put her in jail. That's horrible. It's Herbie and Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie.
Yo.
This is where we get your thoughts. I mean, I feel like sometimes the whole show is basically what you're feeling about something, but this is where we, specific items.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, nah for no, nah. Yeah for yes. Kicking off with this one. Owning a goldfish.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. They're pointless. They do.
I feel like it'd be like when you, because if you've got kids and they get to a point like, can we get a dog? We get,
yeah.
Well, let's see how you go with a goldfish.
Exactly. It's exactly what my dad said.
Is it?
That, yes, 100%. Because he knew if we got a dog, he'd look after it, which is what's happened.
Yeah.
It's a prime thing.
Yeah. Anyway, so apparently over in the States, they've been warning people not to throw them in the river because they've been catching them and they've become huge.
Because like, I always got told they grow to the size of the tank they're in.
Yeah, the surroundings. And they weren't lying about it.
Could you catch them and eat them? Or is that a bit brutal for some people's pets?
Well, like, it's still fish, isn't it? I wonder what it would taste like, though. Would it be any good?
A delicacy, or would it be more cat food?
I'd be like, yeah, I don't think it'd be good.
Oh, I'm not imagine. Willing to try it.
Otherwise, so. I'm sure people would have been like, hey, this is pretty good. Let's do it.
Let's put them in. Let's okay, yeah, fair.
Next one, snowboarding. Yeah,
nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I do love it. I think it's so cool. Can I do it? No. Do I have the patience for it? No.
Everyone looks pretty cool in their snow gear, don't they?
And
you
think
can't see anything.
For anyone who hasn't been to the snow and they go for the first time, they just go, oh, I'm going to be a snowboarder because it looks cooler, when in fact it's a lot easier to ski. So if you're only going for that one weekend, hop on the skis.
Yeah, you'll have more fun.
Yeah, you'll have more fun, but you just think you're cooler being a snowboarder.
Yeah, and you do look cooler.
You do, honestly, you do.
But getting on the lifts and you've got the one leg and you've got to sort of push yourself to get on.
Are you a snowboarder?
Not a very good one, that's for sure.
Not a cool one either.
What about snow falling through the Otways over the weekend?
This was unbelievable. It looked so good on the socials. I was shattered that we couldn't get there.
Yeah, no. Lawn had a bit of it. But, yeah, it looked pretty nice, didn't it, some of those photos?
Do you love snow?
Well, I don't know if I love a weather event.
Some people do.
Yeah, well, really feeling joyous on this one. The decathlon.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
No, yeah, it has to be one of my favourite events.
Really?
Is that?
So it's 10.
No, but no, not the decathlon. Oh, I've got me wrong. Oh, the pentathlon is the modern day one. That's at the Olympics now.
Yeah, right.
That Chloe Espadon.
So what's that? Is that five events?
Five events. She won gold in it last time in Rio. And it is unbelievable because you think, when did you learn the skills that you could do these five random ones? They're not all aths ones.
Oh, right.
It's like random. I think you do swimming, you do shooting at one stage, you run it a bit. And it's like,
cool.
When did you think, hang on, I'm good at this, good at this. How can I put them all in one?
That's right. I don't want to just choose one. So they've released a special pizza with 10 different meats on it.
Oh, protein.
I didn't even think there was 10 different types of meat to chuck on a pizza.
Can we guess some?
Yeah, you can.
Let's go salami, ham, chicken, prosciutto.
Yeah, well, there's three different types of bacon. I mean,
okay.
I mean, that's really stretching it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not 10.
That's one, so it's seven. You know, okay. And Italian sausage is always on it for some reason.
I'm a big fan.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.